a bright array of city lights. As far as I can see, the great white way shines through the night for lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky tonks, their flashing signs invite a broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city lights. I should say forget her name in a glass of sherry wine. Lights that offer other girls for empty hearts like mine. They paint a pretty picture of a world that's gay and bright, but it's just a mask for loneliness behind the
with Mr. Ray Price and some of his great music. Hope you enjoy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you.
I am so glad to have you on the show. So I want to start at the beginning. I know there's so much that I can learn from you. Can you tell us about your earliest memory of making music?
The first time? Well, of course, when I was a small boy, I sang a lot. Just for my own amusement, I guess. But when I first started in the business, it was in, I think, 1948.
Mm-hmm.
And I made my first record. I was on Bullet Records.
That is awesome. So I found out one of your music idols and then friend was the late, great Mr. Hank Williams. Can you share with us what it was like for you to meet him?
Well, we were kind of like brothers. After we got to know each other, we became real fast friends. And we lived together for almost a year before we got in trouble and left Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that is so cool. You know, you looked up to him, and then, you know, you got to meet him and work with him. I think that is so cool.
he was a great one. He still plays his music, because I'll tell you how good he was.
Yeah, you're right. That's so true. Many people talk about that Ray Price beat they call the Country Shuffle. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's a combination of the bass rhythm and the drums and piano. It's just a shuffle. I can't explain it any other way. It's kind of like an offbeat. It has a 4-4 sound, and it came about when we were recording Crazy Arms, and I asked him, let's try it. I had thought about it, and we did, and it, thank goodness it worked out.
Well, we love it and just can't get enough.
And also, you had amazing, amazing musicians play in the band Cherokee Cowboys, such as Johnny Bush, Johnny Paycheck, and Willie Nelson, to name a few. Can you tell us about putting together such a great band and working with such fine musicians?
Well, don't forget, Daryl McCall was there, and so was Willie Nelson was there, and Roger Miller. All of those guys were in the band.
Ooh, wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like a fun band, all you guys.
But it'll make you wonder what's going on.
It does. It does make you wonder. That is funny.
Now, I found this very, very interesting. I understand that Crazy Arms was one of the first country songs recorded with a drum kit, which is so interesting because at that point drums were even banned from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, right?
Well, they didn't really want to do it because they didn't think it was a country instrument, but a drum was the first instrument that ever was invented. All of the old people in the old days beat on hollow logs. So it was a drum, they didn't use it. Of course, Bob Wills used it in Texas for years.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my idea. It's just that it helps the rhythm and helps all the music together when you sing.
That's true. It does make quite a difference. It adds a little something. We are going to play Open Arms right now, and we'll be right back with more from Mr. Ray Price.
Between 1956 and 1966, you had like 23 top 10 singles, which is outstanding. And what is even more outstanding is that today those songs are, you know, our loved country classics. We love it so, so much. Can you share with us what, you know, that time was like for you with all that charting success? How did you feel about that?
Well, it was great, but I think all told, I had 130 chart songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's in Billboard, a magazine that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very successful for me. Every time my fans are great, they stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'm getting a CD together now. I'm going to record and finish recording. That's Back to the Old Country.
I like it.
that's what we're going to do. And it's hard to find enough good songs anymore because too many people are writing the stuff that they call country now. Of course, it's just my opinion. It isn't really. It's just rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the title of the new CD is going to be called Back to the Country.
Awesome. I like it. Good name. It fits.
There's some very good songs in it. We haven't finished it yet because I've been ill and haven't had a chance, and the wintertime's a bad time for a singer anyway.
Yes, well, when you have it ready, I will be one of the many waiting to hear it. And can you please tell us, you know, being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in 1996, how was that for you?
I was nominated so many times and didn't get in. I didn't think they would let me in, but they finally did. Of course, I'm happy to have done it. It was great. My mother was still alive, and I dedicated that to her when I received it. So that made it even better for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And also, another question here that we have for you that a lot of your fans were wondering. What's it like for you stepping out on stage today versus when you first started performing? Do you still feel that nervous feeling when you get up on stage, or are you just, you know, do your thing?
Oh, you always have anxieties about doing a show if you want to do a good one.
Right.
I think everyone has the same thing. When you lose it, you lose something that is absolutely necessary.
I can understand that feeling, keeping an artist coming back to the stage.
But I want to mention, I am 18, and I think your music is incredible. I think, you know, it is about your music that it stands the test of time, and you have all ages and generations still loving it. You know, what do you think about that? Because your music, it just has something that, you know, everyone still, you know, just loves and enjoys.
Well, I thank God for that. He's the one who helps me do that, and I just want them to keep on helping. I don't want to stop.
We don't want you to stop either. We want you to keep putting out great music for us.
Well, we're trying. I think you'll like the new CD. I found several really great songs, one especially. I can't give you the name of it, but I think it's as good as For the Good Times, and it's done country.
Yes, well, I will certainly be one of the many waiting to hear it. Trust me. And I was wondering, do you have a couple songs that are just your favorites to perform live?
Well, of course, Crazy Arms always is one, and Heartaches Will Remember.
Mm-hmm.
And For the Good Times is my signature song. So I love all my old songs. I've got so many of them, I can't sing all of them. I just pick what I think the people like the best, and that's what I do.
Oh, yeah. I can see why those songs would get people on their feet. Love them.
Well, we try to work from 50 to 100 days a year. Sometimes we don't get to work that much. But,
yeah, that's dedication.
And I have a great band. They're still called the Cherokee Cowboys.
Love it.
Hurt this way, and heartache number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartache by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. was when you called me and said that you was coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
And also, I was wondering, you know, for all those newcomers out there that want to get into country music or whatever it may be, what is some advice that you would give to musicians just starting out their career? Musicians, artists, songwriters, what advice would you give?
Try to do it as good as you can. Try to make it sincere and try to do something that people like. Don't think about yourself, think of the people. And that's about all they can do. And like I say, do their best and try to make it sincere and sound real.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Great advice. And if it doesn't come from you, then, you know, people will kind of notice. Don't you think? I mean, you got to really believe in your work for it to, you know, come out good, you know?
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. Everybody's just great. I can't complain.
And I have to mention this because I thought this was pretty nifty, pretty neat. I understand that you had a song that knocked your friend Elvis off the top of the charts. Can you tell us about that? Wow.
That was Crazy Arm.
Yeah.
It broke Heartbreak Hotel was number one, and we knocked it out number one. We moved to number one. Stayed there about 20-something weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Of course, Elvis and I were good friends, so it wasn't anything I was trying to do, it just happened.
Right, right. Well, you know, good friends, they don't care about that. They're just happy for you, which is always good.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all playing our records. We need all that we can get.
Oh, anytime. Like I said, we are here to promote. This is what I love to do. So anything that you have, I would love to help.
Well, I thank you for that. I sure do.
Anytime.
So we had the opportunity to speak to many great artists that you know or have influenced over the years, and I just want to read to you quickly a few small pieces of what a couple of them said about you.
Okay.
All right. So Bobby Flores says that you have the greatest country voice that country music has ever had. Mm-hmm, true.
Well, Bobby's real, real kind. Bobby's a good singer, too, and I've worked with Bobby, and he's a great musician. I enjoy Bobby. He's a good one.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, Chuck Cusimano says, I have been in the business for 40 years now, and when I was just a little boy, one of my favorite things was hearing Don't Let the Stars Get in Our Eyes on the radio.
Aw.
Cool. Well, back in the old days before television came in, the radio was our only way of getting to them. It worked out great. I'm just thankful. That's all I can say.
Yeah, absolutely. Good one. And Jody Nix said, I have been singing professionally for 53 years, and Ray Price has been an influence on me throughout my whole life. His songs are timeless, and there just isn't another one out there like him.
Well, that's nice. I know Jody. He's got a great band, and he's a Western swing artist. His dad was, too. So, yeah, I enjoy Jody's work. I listen to him a lot, especially here in Texas, where they play him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then Tony Booth, this last one, said that you have the best voice in music.
Well, Tony's been, he's just been kind. He's a good singer, too. I've known Tony for years. And he's got some great songs out. He's doing great. I'm pulling for him, yeah.
What are some things you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
Well, when I'm working with music, I'm engrossed in my music. There's not any outside thing that I'll let bother me if I can help it. It's just a question of dedication.
Definitely. Music, that's all. Love
that's
it.
That's it.
That's it. And that's amazing. And here's some more questions that we found on Facebook for you. First one, is there any place that you haven't performed yet that you would love to?
I probably Carnegie Hall. I've played most of the place. There's a place called Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Texas. It's all the same equal as Carnegie Hall, but that would be a nice place to play, yeah.
Can you share with us one of your most memorable experiences?
Well, the first thing that was so memorable is the fact that I went number one on those Crazy Arms. That was what we was looking for, and it came in 56, or 55, really. And the fact that it took number one away from the greatest one in the country made me real happy. And not because it was just Elvis, but everybody wants to be number one.
Right.
And there's just not enough room.
Right.
Yeah.
There's only one spot for number one people.
That's it. Yeah, I just want to say that I'm glad everybody likes the old country sound and like good country music from the heart and about the people. And it's something that I love. It's all pure. It's all a good, great story. And just the fact that people like it makes you feel good because you know that you're doing the right thing. That's the greatest thing.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. This was truly an honor for me.
Appreciate you calling us. Maybe we'll get to run into you someday when we're playing close by.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ray Price, everyone, here is For the Good Times. Enjoy.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times. I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow.
With Mr. Ray Price as much as I did. He was phenomenal, and it was just an honor for me to get to talk with him. Just remember, we spoke by phone, so sorry about any sound issues. Those phone lines are only so good. But it was really, really good. And remember, on March 18th, we'll bring you Justin Trevino on another episode of the Josie Show Special Edition. And remember, I'm your host, Josie Valentino. And until next time, remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decision and turn your world upside down to achieve your dreams. Go after what you want, make great friends along the way, and love the whole journey. Good night, everyone.